Well, the sights and sounds of Military Appreciation Day here at EverBank Field. Everyone in Jacksonville loves the men and women in uniform. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. In the aftermath of the Jaguars' 27-13 loss to the Houston Texans, things started off well for the Jaguars on offense. Blake Bortles on the Jags' third drive rolls right, rifles the pass into Allen Hurns, and the Jaguars go up 7-0. They led 13-10 at the break. But in the third quarter, things fell apart. The offense couldn't move. Blake Bortles turned the ball over. And before you knew it, it looked like more of what we've seen all season long.
We missed the opportunity to capture momentum. You know, I've said this before. I think when you're a young team, you kind of feed off momentum. And I think that's who we are. We saw it last week. We start making some plays, and, you know, good things happen to us after that. And I thought that coming into this game, it'd be interesting to see, do we do that? And to come in the first half, and we did that, and then not to be able to finish it in the second half. You know, I think that's the part that was frustrating for all of us.
Did some good things in the first half. You know, we were able to be productive and execute. And then never could really get anything going in the second half. You know, never could really get in a rhythm. You know, I don't think we had to play longer than six plays in the second half. And, you know, none of them were very explosive. You know, didn't really make any plays.
We came in here with some confidence. We did some things well. We wanted to continue to go out there and do the things that we did do well, continue to do them. And, like I said, you know, in that third quarter, we didn't really have the ball to kind of make those adjustments and kind of see how they were going to react to, you know, the nuances that we were going to bring into the second half.
It's the little things, you know. It's never really nothing big as far as the offense, you know. Even when after Blake threw the pick, we still had the opportunity, you know. We just got to really lock down and get back to practice and just keep it amongst the offense as far as, you know, just handling our business. We're better than what we've been playing, and we know that, and we got to continue to work.
A tale of two halves for the Jaguars on defense. In the first half, they held the Texans to only 10 points. But in the second, they just couldn't stop Arian Foster, who averaged 5.3 yards per carry, ran for 127, and had a crucial fourth and goal touchdown for the Texans.
We missed tackles, and I don't think it was that much about our run fits. You know, I think guys were there, and they just missed tackles. I mean, if you watch Foster, he's a hard guy to bring down. So we had that was a big emphasis, and we didn't do it. So they made plays when they had to, and we didn't.
A few game notes for you. First of all, Josh Gobe had two field goals today, which pushed him to the 1,000-point mark in his career, the first Jaguar to ever score 1,000 points. For the first time in a couple of weeks, the Jaguars didn't get a takeaway, didn't force any turnovers, and that, as much as a lack of pressure, caused problems for the Jaguars today on offense. And finally, no serious injuries to report from the Jaguars locker room. With your rapid recap in the aftermath of the Jaguars' 27-13 loss, I'm Brian Sexton.